To tell us more about the practical applications of emojis in online academic results and to help students cope in a healthier, more reflective and more balanced way is Dr. Robin Murphy, a lecturer in psychology at RMIT University. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Now, firstly, what makes an emoji an effective way for educators to give feedback to students, especially studying remotely?
Well, when we receive feedback, usually it happens in a face-to-face setting, and there are a lot of cues available to us to help us interpret the message. So we can look at another person's face and judge, are you cross with me or are you pleased with me? Do you like me? Do you think I've done a good job? There's a lot of emotionality, facial expressions and warmth that can be communicated in a face-to-face setting. So when we are in an online setting, a lot of those cues are taken away. And sometimes a written message can be missing emotionality, or it's hard to convey emotionality in a written message. So using an emoji alongside a written message can help confirm the affective tone that we'd like to deliver. So even when providing a message that's constructive, perhaps there's an error been made or something was a little confusing, we can still put an emoji beside that comment to indicate it was given with kindness or given with intention to help.
It's definitely what we do usually via messaging or text messaging or on the social media. You generally put a little smiley face just to know that it's given with a bit of kindness and good faith, because it's always hard to read the tone of emails and messages when it's just written text. So how can the inclusion of emojis motivate students who are currently a bit unfocused to do better with their studies?
I think some of the research that I've been involved in has shown that when what students are looking for in feedback is positivity. So we want to be reinforced for the efforts that we've put in and the hard work that we've put in. Even if we don't achieve a perfect assignment, which is almost impossible anyway, it's nice to be rewarded and recognised for the good things that have happened. But sometimes that can be missed when we provide feedback. We can spend a lot of time correcting or trying to make improvements. And so we can forget about providing those positive messages. So just providing an emoji, a happy face emoji or a positive emoji at the end of a feedback message can reinforce, you've done a good job, you're doing a good job, and keep going.
Absolutely. And can emojis be used to better support the mental health of students studying from home? As you mentioned, it has a bit of kindness at the end of it.
The research I've looked at hasn't really investigated the effects of using emoji for mental health, but we do know that a big aspect of mental health is feeling connected to other people, and emoji is one way of enhancing that feeling of personalization and connectivity and warmth and emotionality when we're communicating with others. So it does make sense that using emoji in communications online may help people feel more connected, or at least feel more emotionality in the communications they're having online.
And in your research, are there any emojis that you found were effective or ineffective to use between students and teachers?
Yeah, well, interestingly, it's a really new research area, and I think that's because both students and educators have been a little bit cautious about using emoji or using a less formal mode of communication in that formal setting. But I think it is growing, and I think people are becoming so comfortable with it outside of an education setting that it's becoming a little more acceptable within those formal settings. But at the same time, I think we're making slow progress with this. So a lot of the research has shown that happy face emojis are still the most preferred. And I think there's many reasons for that. As I mentioned before, students are looking for positive feedback, and it's nice to convey warmth and that I'm smiling at you when I'm providing this feedback. And I think also the smiley face emoji is easily interpretable. Mm. So it's not one of the emojis that could be confused. Its intent is very clear. whereas some of the other emojis that are emerging or that we can use can be interpreted differently. We think that there's only one way to interpret an emoji, but the research is showing that there's different ways to interpret emojis. So I think using the more obscure ones could perhaps, it's important to do that with caution in a formal setting to make sure that you're not inadvertently giving the wrong message.
Absolutely, and especially in a formal setting like a student-teacher thing. And also the fact that emojis can be used differently in different cultures or countries. Some people use them for different, complete different meanings. We do have to round up the interview, but I wanted to quickly ask you, what is your favourite emoji?
My favourite emoji at the moment is the upside-down smiley face.
Oh, that is definitely a feeling at the moment.
I'm not sure why, but...
It's definitely a mood, I think, during the pandemic. I think I definitely can go with that one. Yeah, I don't know. I think always that really happy face or the one with the little hearts around it, the little caring one, that's got to be my favourite too. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us this morning.
No problem. Thanks for having me.